From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The United Nations Refugee Agency has praised plans by the European Union to triple its funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean, but said the key issue to refugee safety is access to asylum when fleeing violence in their own country. The UN High Commission for Refugees said Friday that broadening search and rescue operations is an important first step, but added that refugees must have some other avenue to get to safety if the problem of refugee deaths at sea is to be solved. The agency urged the EU to provide other legal channels to refugee protection. The UNHCR said about half the migrants who crossed the Mediterranean to reach Europe last year were trying to escape war or persecution in Africa and the Middle East. Armenian President Serge Sarkisian has thanked the world leaders who attended a memorial service for the victims of a mass killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks 100 years ago. Speaking under cloudy skies at the site of Armenia's permanent memorial to the victims slaughtered during World War I, Mr. Sarkisian said the presence of such leaders as the presidents of France, Russia, Serbia, and the Greek-ruled part of Cyprus confirmed their commitment to human values by saying nothing is forgotten. French President François Hollande said France, which is home to a sizable Armenian community, will never forget the loss of the Armenians killed by Turks who believe the Armenians might side with the enemy, Russia, during the war. He said, in the name of France, I had to be present in Yerevan today on 24th April 2014. This is VOA News. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg is reporting a substantial Russian buildup of military hardware near the Ukraine border, including more than 1,000 pieces of heavy equipment, advanced weapon systems, tanks, and artillery. Speaking Thursday in Brussels, Stoltenberg also accused the Kremlin of providing pro-Russian separatists inside eastern Ukraine with advanced training, despite a ceasefire brokered 2 months ago by Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France. Stoltenberg said the buildup gives reason for great concern. Pakistan has expressed shock and sorrow after it emerged that a U.S. counterterrorism operation accidentally killed two male hostages, an American aid worker and an Italian, held by al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed its heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families and said the death of the two hostages in a drone strike demonstrates the risk and unintended consequences of the use of this technology that Pakistan has been highlighting for a long time. A U.S. official told VOA Thursday the hostages, American Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto, were killed during airstrikes by unmanned drone aircraft on January 14th. Meanwhile, an Italian prosecutor says militants planned an attack against the Vatican in 2010 that never took place. Italian police say Friday they arrested 18 suspected extremists. The World Health Organization reports dramatic progress has been made in the fight against malaria, but more needs to be done. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The WHO estimates there were nearly 200 million cases of malaria worldwide in 2013 and more than 500,000 deaths. It says 90% of all malaria deaths occur in Africa, most among children under five. One reason the mortality rate among children is so high is that millions of pregnant women do not receive effective preventive drugs. WHO Global Malaria Program Medical Officer Peter Olumese tells VOA many children do not receive the right dose of medication.
Most times when the pharmaceutical companies develop drugs, most of the studies are done in the adult population.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hundreds of protesters marched through the streets of downtown Baltimore demanding justice for a 25-year-old man who died in police custody earlier this week. Chanting all day, all night, we want justice for Freddie Gray. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.